Welcome to the Grind is Ugly podcast. I am your humble host, Kyle Allen. I'm going to be very straight and to the point. Envy must stop. It's not cute. I don't want haters. I don't want jealousy. I don't want beef. I don't want sadness. I don't want pain. I don't want any of it. And neither should you. And, you know, I've been wrestling with a couple of things. Personally, physically, emotionally, mentally, but just where we are. What do I want? What's my purpose? Where are we going? As a community, the Black community, which is global, as a community, where are we going? And Charlemagne the God said something that was very poignant to me. He said that Black culture is trauma culture. And I have been asking on this podcast, what is Black culture? What is Black? Like, what is that? Because Black culture, if you want to see what they think Black culture is, look at a Sprite commercial. Look at the current Sprite commercial running right now, and you'll see what I'm talking about. They think that every Black person does a little jig. Every Black person, like, think about brunch. Have you guys not seen that brunch is now equated with Black? Like, and hopefully you're gonna, like, there's nothing wrong with going to brunch. I'm saying it's like a Black thing to go to brunch and party. If like everything, it's like certain things get made into a Black thing. No one asks why. Like why? What is it about certain things that entice us as a people? Is it from our insecurity that we think that crab and steak is the ultimate big time meal? Is it insecurity that we legitimately, as Black men and women, cannot get along together? We just can't coexist. It's a fight every day in our community. We kill each other every day in our community. The gangs have taken over our community, and no one's allowed to say anything because you will face repercussions. And everyone knows that. Everybody knows. That's what's so crazy. It's like we all have nuclear bombs. Who's going to be the first one to drop it? Who's going to be the first one to come out and say, you know what? Enough is enough. Let's, for 1 year, don't blame one white person for our problems. 1 year. Let's 1 year not blame nothing for our problems, and let's just look at each other. What could we accomplish if all we did was look inside of ourselves as a culture? Forget everything else. Forget all the other variables. Just ourselves. The one that each one teach one. Right next to one, grab one. What if we did that for 1 year, every day, every week, every month, every year? Because this has to, bro, it's just a murder every day on the news. And you know what it is? It's far enough from me that where it's like, well, that ain't my neighborhood. But those are my people though. It's like Moses. It's like Aaron, his brother. It's like, yo, at some point, yo, let my people go. Let my people go, bro. We gotta stop. Envy and jealousy. If you believe in the Bible, that was the first crime in the Bible. Some would say Adam eating the fruit, but no. Cain killing Abel out of envy and jealousy. He didn't like the fact that God liked his sacrifice. He never cared that what he was given wasn't what was required. Excuse me. What was given wasn't what was required, but he just kept giving it anyway. Hey, no, we need a gold ticket. Well, here's a silver one. We're not taking that silver one. Well, now I want to kill you. How about you go get a gold ticket? We get so mad at things because we refuse to do what it takes to get them. But we're mad that they exist. I'm mad that a BMW exists. Look at those people driving those BMWs. That's because of racism, society. Like, no, man. We gotta stop, man. And I'm gonna say this, and I'm not being ignorant, man. But you have a better chance of dying by someone that looks like you than any police officer, any Ku Klux Klan member, man. We gotta cut it out. We gotta cut it out, man. This is the time. It's the fourth quarter. It's a time that going into a new year, something has to change. What we listen to has to change. Who we talk to has to change. If they're bringing the gossip, the pain, the agony, the sadness all the time, you gotta change. You can't entertain death anymore. And death isn't just death. Death is can spread throughout your life. You can be walking dead. You know how many people are walking dead? They're not alive. They're not living. They're dead. Don't be the walking dead. Wake up. Take the mantle. Do better. Try harder. Who cares about society? What about you? What about your family? What about your kids? What about your mother, your father, your brothers, your sisters? We gotta do better. We gotta look harder, look deeper. We can't just keep, society is gonna be society. But at some point, individuals must take on the mantle so that you can shift society. It takes one individual to shift society. And then that one individual can, within that crowd of 10,000, five are gonna shift their societies. And within those, like it just is, you just have to, we gotta play our part. Let's work to play our part. Let's work to be living while we're alive, not the walking dead. Thank you for listening to the Grind is Ugly podcast. I am your humble host, Island.